Hello and welcome to Ladylike, Women Who Made It to the Moon, the show all about women, diversity, and feminism in pop culture. This is Ladylike and I'm your host, Rita Baig. Grandeur sets, beautiful costumes, and a $1 million bounty on an actress's head, the Bollywood film Padmavat by Sanjali Basani has caused a global controversy. Some praise the film, calling it a feminist magnum opus. Others believe it is offensively chauvinistic, blandly misogynistic, homophobic, and unapologetically anti-Muslim. And finally, the Karni Sana, a Hindu nationalist group, decided that this movie was an affront to their ancestors and dishonored their queen Padmavati. Today, we're going to discuss the movie itself, as well as the controversy that follows. My guest today is Mariam Ali, a fellow Bollywood fan. Hey, Mariam, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm good. I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. These are pretty intense questions. So I want to start off simple. Did you like the movie?
I like the cinematography and the costumes. Yeah. I loved it. It was very elegant. But the storytelling, I thought it was very, the plot was extremely confusing given the controversy that it was surrounded by. So it was based on a 14th century poem by a Sufi poet about, it's basically based on a fictional queen, but the prince and the ruler are actual historical figures. So yeah, pretty much it was, I didn't like the way that the story was told, and it didn't live up to Sanjalila Bansali's other movies that, along with the grandeur and all of, like, you know, the details and extravagance of Indian, you know, traditional, setting, if you will. It didn't really live up to that. Like, the story didn't, it lacks substance, in my opinion.
As you mentioned, the film is set in 14th century India, but it intentionally harbors this regressive worldview. Did you think it was done in an attempt to be historically accurate, or did you think Sanjali Basani, I'll abbreviate that to SLB, do you think he just didn't care?
I think...
Just to reiterate, he made this, this film itself is, as mentioned, it's set in 14th century India. It's about a queen, and there's this political, what would be the word for it? A political storyline underneath it where this land needs to be protected. And an attempt to be historically accurate, he intentionally made women in a role that was, you know, submissive, and, you know, she's just the queen, she's just the Rani, she's just the wife. But he advertised it to be like, oh, I mean, the movie itself is named after her, and he attempted for it to be like a very feminist, empowering film. Do you think that
I don't think so. I think it was obviously the opposite of, having like a feminist perspective. Mm-hmm. If anything, I think it highlighted the submissive view of women in, obviously, in 14th century India.
Yeah.
And I think it ended up being more about machismo and or machismo. Mm-hmm. And it just was really about ego and really about, you know, how, like, as you mentioned, the queen was perceived as land rather than, you know, a woman with substance. And it really wasn't about how she ruled. It was just about the honor of, you know, a Rajasthani queen being, you know, threatened by a Muslim ruler.
There's many themes in Padmavat that could be considered controversial. So we're going to discuss them one by one because I don't want to overwhelm you. And I like to begin with the Karni Sana, their riots. They're the root of this controversy. They believe that it corrupts the Rajput valor. And to protect their valor, they ask for a bounty on Deepak Padukone. What's your opinion on this? And do you think us as a society could have done something better? Do you think the Indian Supreme Court could have handled it better? Do you think even the director could have handled it better?
I think the Supreme Court, obviously, in the end, when they overturned the appeals by the four states to ban the film, actually came through. Mm-hmm. But I think it was ridiculous how, I think it was one of the government or one of, like, I think BJP party members who asked for Sanjay Leela Bhansali to be beheaded for like 1.5 million rupees, which is so ridiculous. Yeah. And I can't believe things like that actually happen, mm-hmm. which is actually portrayed in Bollywood movies as dramatization. Mm-hmm. But I think the society, honestly, it had a lot more to do with religious indifference than anything. Because the irony of it all is that when I first heard about the controversies, when I didn't really know much about Padmavati, I really thought it's an actual goddess or a deity that's being disrespected. So that to me was kind of, you know, like, oh, I guess, you know, for conservatives or ultra-right, what have you, I guess it is disrespectful, you know, so we should, you know, people should stand up and solidarity mm-hmm. and whatnot. But I think when it comes down to it, it was, there weren't any intimate scenes from what I read, based off of, like, the BBC article. Mm-hmm. There weren't any intimate scenes. There was no way that Padmavati was being depicted as disgraced.
There's no scene with Padmavati and the person who wanted to capture her. Exactly. There's no scenes between them two.
So I just don't, I really think it had a lot to do with religious indifference mm-hmm. than, you know, a deity or like a Hindu goddess being disgraced in some way.
And this might get a little gossipy, but do you think that the Rajputs were nervous because Ranveer Singh, who plays Khilji, and Deepika Padukone, who plays Padmavati, are, like, romantically involved in real life?
I guess that would be the case. But I really, again, I think it really had a lot to do with, like, Hindu conservatives just creating an issue, because we've seen in other movies as well, mm-hmm. when Rais was coming out, it was... Both were Muslim actors, mm-hmm. Shahrukh Khan and Mahira Khan. But the fact that Mahira Khan is Pakistani became like this huge case where mm-hmm. Mahira Khan was supposedly banned from coming to India. So I think it really had a lot to do with that instead of more towards, you know, like the way that the story was actually mm-hmm. told.
Yeah, and this whole situation with cutting off Deepika Padukone's head.
Her nose.
First it was her nose, and then everybody made fun of it.
Yeah, yes.
And then everybody made fun of it. And then...
I really didn't believe it. Yeah, I really thought it was like gossip.
No, it was all on Twitter. I know. It was like a whole Twitter feud.
Yes.
And it started when the music video for Goomer came out, mm-hmm. and you saw like an inch of her torso, and they're like, this is disrespectful. We cannot stand for this.
Yeah.
And it just... I feel like maybe, just to be devil's advocate, maybe we poked the bull a little bit, because everybody was sort of looking at the Rajput community like, come on, like, this is just a movie. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Close your eyes, you know, uh-huh. don't support it. But we didn't take it seriously enough, because these actors and actresses were in danger. And it's a scary thing, you know, when you're just an actor and then all of a sudden you wake uh-huh. up one day and somebody wants a bounty on you.
Yeah. I think it was really ridiculous. It was extreme, like, obviously on an extreme level. Mm. And they obviously, the opposing parties did everything in their power, obviously taking the matter to court to ban the movie. Mm. I wonder, though, how much of it had to do with publicity as well. Because we know Bollywood movies tend to thrive off of it.
And admittedly, like, the only reason why I did go see it in theaters was because of the controversy. I wanted to see what's so bad. You know, what is, like, what are they talking about
controversial? In all honesty, though, I grew up watching Sanjay Leela Bhansali films like Devdas, which was also based on a Bengali novel. And then Bajirao Mastani was incredible. Yeah. Like, the cinematography and everything and the story. Mm-hmm. Like, the storytelling matches up to the cinematography when it comes to Sanjay Leela Bhansali's films. And now, honestly, I do feel like it lacked... substance than his any other like movies that he's made before.
Yeah, it completely changed my views, because I loved Devdas. I loved like Ram Leela. I loved Bajirao Mastani. And you know, people would say like, this is the one director from India that deserves an Oscar. Mm-hmm. Like, he deserves to be nominated for these. But this film just totally set him back.
Really?
And while others are saying, like, as I mentioned in the intro, others are praising this, others are you know, being like, this is terrible, is mostly rooted in the villain. And Aluddin Khilji, played by Ranveer Singh, Khilji is depicted as a barbaric savage. He's basically the embodiment of evil.
Mm-hmm.
Khilji is Muslim, and it's not explicitly mentioned in dialogue. He doesn't say, "I'm Khilji, I'm Muslim," but... Mm-hmm.
But it's...
It's glimpses.
Implied.
It's heavily...
implied.
It's heavily implied. And after the release of the film, many considered it to be anti-Muslim. Would you agree with this?
I do agree with it. And I think that's what it was, the irony of it to me. If anything, Muslims would, you know, be enraged. And mm-hmm. I did read some articles where Pakistanis in Pakistan were... you know, wanting it to be banned in Lahore.
Yeah.
I don't know so much about Karachi, but if anything, that's what it was, the way that they portrayed the Muslim community and, like, the ruling class was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like you said, barbaric and just extremely...
Yeah, and just to paint a picture ruthless. For the audience, he looked like Jason Momoa's yes. Aquaman and Jason Momoa's Khal Drogo if they had, like, a love child. Like, this was the guy,
yeah.
like... He was a thief. He yes. was a rapist. He was...
Shamelessly.
It was ridiculous. Yeah.
The one scene where he's, like, about to get married, but he's, you know...
Yeah, he's on his wedding
pushing
day.
Himself
yeah.
on a woman. And yeah. it's just ridiculous.
I mean, this is historically true. Khilji was real. Mm-hmm. He did consider himself to be Alexander II.
Mm-hmm.
But in the film, there's a scene of him that's so dramatic and classic Bollywood. He's standing in front of a fire and he's throwing papers into a flame. And he goes, "I'm destroying these historical texts because they don't include me."
Mm-hmm.
And it's just,
that.
Yeah, it's really intense. And
I will say, though, Ranveer Singh did a tremendous, like, he was an exceptionally well done role by mm-hmm. him. And I think he deserves an award for it. Like, it
yeah.
was like an award winning role. The way he acted was extremely well. I do agree with that, but I think the role that he did have, it was just from like a the way that Muslims were portrayed, it was just extremely, you know, ridiculous. If anything, I think Muslims would have, you know, reason really to mm-hmm. ban the film or like riot or protest, if you will.
That's where I was most confused too. I was like, I thought this
and
was
I really
movie
didn't
was,
hear
yeah I
much
thought this
about
was
that.
Mostly like the Rajputs who were rioting, asking for bounties. They threatened theaters that if you play this, we'll burn down your
yeah,
theater.
Yeah.
And in reality, this is such like a patriotic Indian Hindu Rajput movie. Every single second, it's praising Rajputs. It's like glorifying them. At the same time, they're using things in the movie that are Muslim, that are deprived from, mm-hmm. you know, Muslim stories.
Yeah, the Islamic
Islam.
Architecture,
yeah.
the way that they dress in those anarchically outfits.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
And the music and,
yeah,
the
and
lyrics
the, mm-hmm.
is, you know, like authentic Urdu
mm-hmm.
and everything. But I think it's just, I agree that, like, you know,
yeah.
from the controversy that was raised by it, I was just, honestly, it was mind-boggling
mm-hmm.
to think that it's being called, like, a feminist film.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it has, you know, it's depicting a Hindu goddess
mm-hmm.
as, you know, other than what she was, even though it was a fictional character mm-hmm. who apparently is still revered to this day in Rajasthan.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah. I think it's important to remember, or to that, Padmavati, the person depicted in this film, it's based on a poem. She's a fictional character.
Mm-hmm.
There's no proof that she ever existed.
Existed, yeah.
And
the only historical figures are Khilji and her husband Ratan
yeah,
Sen, the king, the mm-hmm. Rajput king.
And the movie mostly centers around them, while women in the movie are all maids. They're either a wife, a
mm-hmm.
maid, or they... Or this a background character just
mm-hmm.
to be there?
Yeah.
And
a trophy wife. That's what I imagined
yeah.
Padmavati to be in the movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's what she ended up boiling down to for me.
That's the thing. The trailer and the movie were two different things.
Exactly.
Because she says something so powerful in the trailer, which is, in translation, is a woman's bangle holds the same power as a man's sword. And
mm-hmm.
I was shook. I was like, wow, this is a feminist movie. This is amazing. Because she...
Honestly, yes, that's what it
yeah.
was. And compared to how he portrayed Deepika Padukone's character mm-hmm. in Bajirao Mastani,
mm-hmm.
I would say that was more, of like a feminist view of, you know, a woman being empowered not only by her society, by her own husband who sticks up for her. I would agree, even Priyanka Chopra's role, who's his first wife in the movie, and she plays his second wife, who's a Muslim. I really think that was more of a feminist perspective. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would. I would definitely agree, because Priyanka Chopra's character, when she discovered that her husband was getting married to a second wife, she was supportive of her husband. She was supportive. She was not, like in Padmavati, when the second wife is introduced, the first wife is like, hates her for no reason. In this one, she was very supportive. She welcomed her, but at the same time, she didn't become immediately submissive.
Mm-hmm.
When she noticed something was wrong, when she noticed, when there was something she didn't like, she stood up for herself. She stood up for her values, and she stood up for Deepika Padukone's character's values. And that's this
and I
whole
really
movie,
like
yeah.
that. I really like that. And then how Deepika's role herself, how she's a warrior pretty much, and is, you know, is self-aware and just her own character. She's not dependent so much on Ranveer Singh's character because, you know, she has a powerful role. But in this movie, it really you really don't see that.
It
truly
was like,
lacks that
she would,
feminist perspective.
She would give orders to the soldiers, but she would immediately like turn to her husband and be like, oh, we'll only do this if he thinks it's okay. And yes, she was a leader. Yes, she did, you know, do give great strides to her community, but she was constantly looking for her husband's approval to the point where he was kidnapped and she covered the mirrors with mud because no one was allowed to look at her until her husband returned.
Home safe.
Yeah.
I couldn't. That was ridiculous. And then the one scene where well, yeah, and then that scene was also interesting where she takes the army of people where one of, I guess, the conditions of setting the king free were that Deepika Padukone comes to the Khalji's kingdom, I guess, with women, which seems like it's a bunch of women with, like, their scarves on their faces, but it's really an army of men, right? That was also, I don't know, I think it could have, the story really could have been told in a better way.
I mean, I just feel like Sanjali Basani was contradicting himself.
Yes.
Because in Bajra Mastani, he gave women swords.
Yes.
And he, like, had them fight. But in this one, he totally just was like, screw that.
They're totally seen as inferior to men and extremely submissive. And, you know, just as, like you said, like, background noise. Like, they really didn't have, like, a role or, like, a character that, you know, stood out other than those of, like, the two men in the movie.
And it's not just in this specific movie. It's a common theme in Bollywood.
Yes,
and
totally.
And this whole, like, submissive women and, like, being anti-Muslim has been in Bollywood for years, despite, you know, Muslims and Pakistanis having a huge influence on Bollywood films. You have Madhubala, who was, who, you know, she was probably one of the most iconic actresses Bollywood has to offer. And she had to hide her own religion just to get work. But that was, what, the 20s, 40s?
Yes.
This is 2018. Do you think that we should... Of course we should change, but do you think that's ever going to happen?
I think it is very slowly. Like the movie Queen, I forget who produced it or directed it, but Kangana Ranaut is in it. And that was a really great movie, in my opinion, very forward-thinking and very progressive, where they show a woman who is, you know, from a middle class, and she's Punjabi, and she's obsessed with this guy who she's getting semi-arranged married with, and the wedding cards are out and everything, but then he decides to break up with her because he goes out to the UK, and she plans this whole honeymoon with him, so she, instead of, you know, returning the ticket, she goes on the honeymoon herself, and in that, it's like a search for her own identity, and she realizes how, you know, she can be independent and can enjoy herself and doesn't need the dependency of, you know, doesn't need to really depend on her husband to really live a good life. And I like that in the movie, the guy, the ex-fiance does end up coming back to her, and she says, you know, I don't want to be with you. So I think movies like that are really important because in the end, the patriarchal culture is obviously prevalent in South Asia, whether we like it or not. And there are women, there are people that I myself know as a Pakistani who really live up to the idea of being married and being financially mm-hmm. secure and having, you know, a bunch of kids. And that's just their, you know, the extent of their identity, yeah. if you will, you know. And I really think movies like this where they show that it's, you know, women can have their mm-hmm. own identity. They can be, you know, self-aware, and that's okay mm-hmm. to have, you know, an educated society. I think in, like, Bollywood cinema is attempting to do so very slowly. Like mm-hmm. the movie English of English, which yeah. we were talking about with the recent passing of Shri Devi. Mm-hmm. That was a great movie from 2012, 2013.
Yeah, there's this whole other side of Bollywood yes, that is not that much appreciated, but it does reflect society. And one, actually, I have two final questions for you. Mm-hmm. And one, this might seem like intense for a final question, but I have to bring it up. And Jauhar and Saati mm-hmm. are in the film Padmavati, and that's basically when women throw themselves into flames mm-hmm. when they're with the permission of their husband. Do you think that this movie romanticized it? Despite, yeah, there was a disclaimer, but. Uh-huh. He dedicated the movie to his dead dog right after. So I don't even know.
But I think it was, I totally think it was romanticized. Mm. And I think that it's, you know, again, glorifying the submissiveness of an Indian woman to society and to the patriarchal norm.
Yeah.
I totally agree that it was romanticized, and they just tried to make it, you know, somehow, like, all that stuff is going on, and she asks his permission mm-hmm. for Jauhar, and it's again, ridiculous.
And it's, like, the climax
of this film. I
think
that's, like,
my
favorite word. Yeah. Yeah, this, when it comes yeah. to this movie, yeah. I just, mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. It's anything but a feminist perspective. Yeah. It's, you know, totally a reflection of patriarchy, and it just lacked proper storytelling, I think, in my opinion. And it
definitely
didn't live up to Sanjay Leela Bhansali's, you know, level of filmmaking,
yeah.
in my opinion.
And this might seem a little off topic, but I have to ask this question. Okay. If you could bring one Bollywood actor or actress to Hollywood to give them an Academy Award, who would it be?
I think Ranveer Singh is a great actor, like we talked mm-hmm. about. I think from his movie, I think he started out in, like, 2012, 2013.
Yeah, the way he's
and
grown.
And he keeps getting better, mm-hmm. and he's very versatile when it comes to his roles. I really think him, and you're probably going to hate me for this, but Hrithik Roshan.
Really? No.
you know, it doesn't have entirely to do with his, you know, jaw-dropping looks. But I think he's a good actor. But really, Ranveer Singh, I would say.
I agree. Ranveer Singh, Deepak Padukone, who's already made
actor,
in Hollywood. And I'm always a SRK Shah Rukh Khan girl. Uh-huh. I would bring him. And as we come close to an end, I'd like to thank you, Mariam, for being on the show. This is Mariam Ali, who uh-huh. gave her wonderful opinions on Padmavat. You're listening to Ladylike on KPC Radio. I'm your host, Rita Baig, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you.